Oh, hey, best friend. Can you see me? Good. Wow, turn on your camera. Because I want to see your face. I miss your face. Fine, fine. You don't love me anymore. I get it. Don't worry about it. I'm totally kidding. You don't have to turn your camera on. As long as I can hear your voice, and as long as you can see me, your bestest friend, I'm happy. So, what are you doing? Oh, okay. Well, I hope I'm not bothering you. I know it's like getting late over on your side. So, yeah. I hate freaking time zones. Why are there time zones? Why do you live so far away? Why are you my best friend and you live so far away? Why? Yes. Yes. Yeah, we'll definitely have to plan, like, the most epic adventure ever. Like a road trip. Road trip, me and you. We rent, like, a big, like, RV or, like, a little, like, van with, like, a bed in it. And then we, like, pick a few places to go and travel and explore and, you know. Dude, you'd be, like, the best travel buddy. The bestest travel buddy. Number one, we get along great as heck. Number two, we've known each other for, like, 2 years. You honestly know me better than my real life friends and my real life people who know me. You know the real me. The real me. I'm so serious. Okay, I'm not done. Okay. Okay, number one, number two. Number three, we have the same taste in music. Do you know how rare that is? Well, number one, I'm not very picky, but you like my music, I like your music, we like the same music, and then we discover new music together. And it's just amazing, because music's like everything, you know? You know? And then on road trips, we literally can create, like, the ultimate road trip playlist. Hell yeah. Hell freaking yes. And then number four, I'm very extra and bougie and and you're very, like, hippy-dippy, like, one with nature. So, you know, we would have a good balance. Like, I'd take you to all, like, the bougie, fancy places. We can have long spa days with massages and stay in 5-star hotels and eat 10-course meals, and then next day we can go we can go out in the woods and sleep on the ground with the bears and stargaze. That's your favorite thing. You love to stargaze. See, I know you, bestie. Look at the constellations. Constellations. Oh, I forgot to tell you, I ended up getting that the emerald green dress for the wedding on Saturday. Yeah. Yeah, I went against the other one because I just thought that shade of green didn't look that great on my skin tone, but the emerald green looks immaculate. Yeah. Yeah, the bride wants everyone to wear a shade of green, and yeah, I think it's cute. I think it's gonna turn out really good. That's like her favorite color is green, so everyone's wearing something green. And I'll have to show you the back of the dress, because I only showed you the front. Because I was, like, I wasn't sold on it yet. But then the sales associate, she was so cute. She sold me on the dress. The back of the dress is like, bam. Like, definitely will be turning heads. I might find my future husband or wife. Yeah, the back's so good. I know the front's so pretty, right? Yeah, it's very modest, very, it's covered up in the front, but in the back it's like scandalous, so scandalous. Yes, I have a date. I'm not going alone to a wedding, even though there's nothing wrong with that. But this particular wedding, I have to have a date, especially with the dress I'm gonna wear. But yes, I have a date. I wish you were my date. If you were here, I would bring you as my plus one. And we would look so good. It's literally wedding season though, and I've got all the invitations plastered on my fridge so I don't forget them. I have about like, speaking of which, there is one of the future brides texting me. I'm actually in one of the weddings as a bridesmaid, and then I have like 5 weddings to go to, like, within, like, the next 2 months, which is crazy. Like, it's, like, back to back to back. I'm so lucky that, like, none of them are falling on the same day. Like, whew, take some pressure off of me. So, are you going to, that thing? Yeah. I didn't want to bring it up because, okay. Well, just know when you're done doing the thing, you have to spill the tea and tell me all the glorious details. Tell me all the glory details. Gory details. Do tell. Yummy, Jenny. Oh my gosh, they're blowing up my phone. Me, I'm Jenny. Why am I singing that? Yes. Tell me. Yes, the good stuff. I don't want to embarrass you. I'm excited though. I'm excited for you. For the thing. The thing of the things. Excuse me. Can you hear my stomach growling? Oh my gosh. Maybe I did eat today, maybe I didn't. Did you eat today, huh? Okay. Fair enough. Honestly, I've had the weirdest cravings lately. Like, I normally, I'm not one to just eat a bunch of, like, random food. Like, foods, like, okay, for example, I've recently have a little obsession with pickles. And I'm not saying I hate pickles, but, like, pickles, I just never really ate them that much unless they were on, like, I don't know, a cheeseburger or something. I never just eat pickles, like, by themselves, right? So one day, I was making a tuna sandwich, and I decided to put pickles on it, because it was like, why not? Pickles. And they were in my fridge for some reason, and I think someone bought them. Yeah, yep, that's who it was. Yeah, the last time they were here, we went grocery shopping, and they bought a bunch of food, and when it was time for them to leave, they couldn't bring the food with them, so they just left everything, so... Yeah, I have pickles in the fridge because of them. But I saw them and I was like, ooh, pickles and a tuna sandwich. That sounds really good. And then when I ate it, it was good. And then I had some, like, leftover, like, a little scoop of, like, mayonnaise on the side of, like, the plate. And I just, like, took one of the pickles that fell off the sandwich. And I scooped it up with... I scooped the pickle up in the fucking... little puddle of mayonnaise, and I ate it.
I was like, ooh, this is good. And then ever since then, I literally get a spoonful of mayonnaise and a spoonful of pickles, and I eat and I dip them in the mayonnaise and eat them. I know, it's like not that bad, but it's like, it's almost like a pregnancy craving, almost. Like, I imagine, like, a pregnant lady eating that. I'm not having any babies or being, I'm not pregnant at all. But I don't know. It's just, like, a random combination for me because I normally don't eat pickles. Yeah. And then after that, it's just been, like, kind of, like, a downward spiral. And I've just been eating just, like, so I've been dipping my hot Cheetos in yogurt, specifically strawberry yogurt. Like, it can't just be any yogurt. It has to be strawberry. And it's really good, okay? I'm not pregnant. I'm not. There's literally no way. I promise. And then also I have a small obsession with honey, and I have honey on basically everything too. Anyway, okay, well, tell me your weird cravings. Don't make fun of me. I'm waiting. Tell me. Ew, yours is way worse than mine, okay? Yeah, huh? You're making fun of me. Ew. Honestly, I'm gonna try that. I'm totally gonna go try that. Yep, I'm copying you. Yeah, I'm a copycat. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm a copycat, that's right. I'm literally about to go to the grocery store right now to get that. I'm not kidding. I'm gonna hang up. I'll call you back. I'll call you back when I have it. No, I'm dead serious. I want to have the snack for when we watch our shows. So, you go do whatever you need to do, and I'll be like 20 minutes tops, and then we can start our shows. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And don't fall asleep, because last time I called you like 10 times and you didn't answer until like an hour later. You're like, oh, I fell asleep. No falling asleep. You better fucking stay up. We have shows to watch. Okay, cool. Yeah. All right. I'll text you like when I'm like on the way back home, so you at least know. You know, have some kind of time frame. Okay. All right, cool. I'll see you in a bit.